begin with the reception of new members. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eric, Sarah, and Cohen Mackey, who have been received into membership of this congregation by transfer from Aldersgate Methodist Church in Lubbock, Texas, are presented as members of First Presbyterian Church, Post, Texas. Speaking by the Holy Spirit, St. Paul writes, As many of you as were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew nor Greek. There is no longer slave nor free. There is no longer male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Sarah, Eric, and Cohen, trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you renounce evil and its power in the world? If so, say together,
we do.
Will you be Christ's? Do you turn to Jesus Christ, trusting in his grace and love?
We do.
Will you be Christ's faithful disciples, obeying his word and showing his love?
We will, with God's help.
Will you be faithful members of this congregation, share in its worship and ministry through your prayers and gifts, your study and service, and so fulfill your calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ?
We will, with God's help.
Let us pray. Holy God, we praise you for calling us to be a servant people and for gathering us into the body of Christ. We thank you for choosing to add to our number, brothers and sisters in faith. Together may we live in your spirit and so love one another that we may have the mind of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom we give honor and glory forever. Amen.
The Lord uphold Eric by your Holy Spirit. Daily increasing in your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. The Lord uphold Sarah Sue by your Holy Spirit. Daily increase in her your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. O Lord, uphold Matthew Cohen by your Holy Spirit. Daily increase in him your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever.
And we pray, ever-living God, guard these your servants with your protecting hand, and let your Holy Spirit be with them forever. Lead them to know and obey your word, that they may serve you in this life and dwell with you forever in the life to come, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you to share with us the ministry of Christ, for we are all one in him. And so we are. Moving next, the sacrament of holy baptism, the sacrament of belonging. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the spirit of Christian love, Sawyer, Gabe, Jamari, Aaron, and Aubrey Joy Mackey are presented to receive the sacrament of holy baptism. It is our duty and honor to faithfully care for them and help them in every way as God gives us opportunity. As we bear witness to the faith we profess, we live and grow together in the covenant of baptism. Let us pray. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created heaven and earth. By the gift of water, you nourish and sustain us and all living things. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that these children, now to be baptized, may live and grow in grace. To you be given all honor, praise, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. From the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. And the people were bringing children to him, that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God." And he took the children up in his arms and bless them. A moment of digression to explain exactly what's happening here. We are all professing our faith Eric and Sarah are professing their faith as members of this congregation officially for the first time. And every time we do this, we are reenacting the promises of our own baptism. These three children are baptized because they are being welcomed into our community of faith, and we profess our faith to strengthen them, to uphold them, to protect them, to serve them, to teach them. And it is on the basis of our own faith in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that these children are baptized into our fellowship. We reenact our own baptism as we baptize these children. So I ask you now all together to profess the faith of the saints through the ages, the faith in which we baptize. We believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. We believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate and was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Sawyer Gade is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jamari Aaron is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Aubrey Joy is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our baptismal hymn, by tradition, is Children of the Heavenly Father. It is found on the back of the insert. Let's all sing together. Child of God, you have been sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Sawyer, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Jamari Aaron, Child of God, you have been sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit
and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Jamari, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Aubrey Joy, child of God, you have been sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Aubrey, let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us pray. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon us all, and especially upon Eric and Sarah, the parents of these children, and upon Austin and Jordan, Caden and Cohen, their brothers. Guide them as teachers and examples of grace and peace. Strengthen them in the promises of their own baptism, that they may share with everyone they meet the joy you've given them together. We pray in the name of him in whose name we are named, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through baptism, God has made these brothers and their sister members of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. We welcome you to the Lord's family. We receive you as fellow members of the body of Christ, children of the same Heavenly Father, and those who share with us the promise of God's kingdom. Amen. And representing First Presbyterian Church, the first to welcome Neil and Jenny Francis, their sponsors. All good things. It's okay. Come on.